ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Australian all-rounder Cam Green with me on Grandstand across the country. Cam, appreciate your time.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This should be day three. Instead, we're standing here at the completion of the test. How did we get here? How's it all over so quickly?
Yeah, well, it's the second two-day of the test series already. It's obviously not what we were hoping for or expecting, especially with the amount of tickets sold for the whole test. I think it's a shame that, the game's already done, for the spectators mainly. I think, for us it's just a game of cricket, but for them it's a big spectacle. So it's a shame, but that's cricket.
Was there too much life in the pitch?
Yeah, I think we knew that before the game. You could tell by us not picking a spinner. We kind of knew that's what the wicket was going to be like. I didn't play here last year, and they said it was a pretty good wicket, and it was cut slightly less. So, they might do that next year.
You got starts in both innings. How did you find it out there batting?
I thought it was really tough. I think it was kind of like you had to score before they get you out. If you're just going to sit there, I felt like you're just going to get out anyway. So you got to kind of score before that happens. It's not really the ideal way you want to go about test cricket, especially when you're playing some really ordinary shots just to try and score some runs, because I feel like if you just defended, you're going to get out. It's not ideal.
You're in a bit of a hot seat at the moment in the Australian team. There's always speculation about selection and everything else, and we'll touch on that, I'm sure, in a moment. But you did score some really handy runs in the Caribbean, and some 30s and 40s in low totals and everything else that were really fine innings. What did you learn over there, I guess, that might have helped you here on difficult pitches?
Well, yeah, it probably is that. I think that's probably the experience you get, that that you don't have at the start of your career. You don't really have the confidence to go out there and try and score runs. You kind of want to get yourself in, build your innings. That's probably the experience you get from playing on not great wickets in the Caribbean. You got to score before they get you out. That's what I try to do this game.
How do you feel like you're going overall, your own cricket at the moment?
Oh, it's okay. Not the runs I would have wanted this series. But I think, as a team, that's we only had one goal, and that was to win the Ashes. So it didn't matter who put their hand up. I think, obviously Starkey and Heddy have been exceptional for us. Barrel always does what he does. Our only goal was really to win the Ashes. We've done that, and now it's to, finish it off really well.
You mentioned some crucial runs in the Caribbean. I was lucky enough to beat your 100 in Wellington, which was exceptional. You got your first 100 came in Ahmedabad away from home. So you've got this unusual aspect in your game at the moment where your road form is sensational and you're a little short on runs back at home. What do you put that down to in particular, given it's ordinarily inverted for players at this stage of your career?
Probably at the start of my career, I was really nervous playing at home. I think it's, more expectation. Home crowd, I think, I really took a while to get used to that. I feel like I've got over that hurdle. Maybe I've just been relaxed on the road to start my career, a little bit less eyeballs. It just happens to be that way at the moment. You might say the wickets haven't been amazing at home the last few years, so there's a lot of excuses I could give you.
Obviously, Sydney is next up. It's meant to be day three today. There's obviously no cricket, so you're going to have day four and five off, then obviously into the new year. How do you spend, I guess, the extra days now?
Yeah, well, I haven't really thought about it. I'm just going to try and get away from it. It's obviously been a really big month of cricket, really successful month for us. So try and enjoy it, get away from it, and then finish off the last test really well.
Is there any talk about any of the boys possibly sneaking in a BBL game where you get a chance to do that?
Yeah, I think there is a few of the guys. The guys who didn't play this game, I think, are a big chance playing over the next few days. I think Keza was joking he might go back and play one quickly. But it might just be the guys who didn't play might be able to sneak one in, which would be awesome.
Will you get a chance to go back to Perth?
Not in the next few days, no.
Can I just ask you about your relationship with Will Jacks as well, the England really spinning all-rounder or batting all-rounder that obviously bowls some part-time off-spin? I understand that the two of you have struck up a bit of a friendship.
Love Jacksy. Had a great time with him in India. It's always when you got someone who's similar to your age over there for a couple of months, you get quite close. So No, he's a ripper. Our partners get on really well, so that also helps.
You get a chance to catch up with him?
Yeah. Oh, we actually caught each other in Melbourne. As we were crossing paths, and it was also always nice to catch up with them. I think, yeah, like I said, our partners are pretty in contact pretty often. So whenever I'm in England, I catch up with him for a lunch, and then try and do the same in Australia.
We'll see you in Sydney, Cam. Appreciate your time as always.
Awesome. No stress. Thank you.